רבותה, we have a halakha regarding the Kriyat Megillah on Purim. So let's establish that there is an obligation for both men and women and children midin chinuch to come to the Bet Knesset and hear the Megillah. Again, the one that reads the Megillah is reading it from a kosher Megillah, and he reads it aloud and makes berachot, and we have an obligation to read it both at night and we have an obligation to read it in the morning. The minhag of the Sephardim is that at night we make three berachot, al mikra Megillah, she'asa nisim, as well as shehiyanu. And in the morning we just make the first two berachot. And the custom is that the Hazan makes the Beracha, and the Kahal listens attentively without saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, just answering Amen. And the Hazan is Mechaven to Motzi the Kahal Yedei Chovatam. That's the standard way that we fulfill this mitzvah of listening to the Megillah. The question arises if a person cannot make it to the Beta Knesset. For example, during this year of Tavshin Pe Aleph, we're still at, hopefully, what is the tail end of a major pandemic that has hit not only our country, but the entire world. Still, there are many people that are forced to be in quarantine, either because they have this very contagious disease, or because they're compromised in their health, and therefore they don't want to catch the disease, because God forbid, it can lead to even death. So therefore, they are playing it very safe, which could be correct in such a case, to stay home and be safe rather than sorry. The Torah says, "Mishmartim me'od nafshotechem." The problem is, a lot of these people are not going to come to the Bet Knesset on Purim. Even those that were willing to leave their homes for different things, but Purim, the synagogues usually are very crowded, and a lot of people are nervous still to go to such crowded places where they're not going to be able to distance, and there's going to be a lot of kids running around and so on. We know the excitement of Kiddushah that happens in the synagogues on Purim, and a lot of people are not physically or mentally ready to come back to the Beit HaKnesset in order to hear the Mikra Megillah in person. So the question is asked, do they have another option? Well, what would the other options be? In the olden days, the question was, can they listen to the Megillah on the telephone? The modern question, obviously, would be, can they listen to the Megillah over the Zoom? Which would mean the Baal Koreh would set up the Zoom on the Teva, and those would log in at the time of the reading, and they would sit in their homes, wherever they are, and they would listen word by word to the Baal Koreh. Imagine they're in the Bet Knesset. Right? Just like whatever they were doing in the Bet Knesset, they're doing that in the luxury of their own home. Is there any room to be lenient in this year for such a situation? Again, regarding this topic, it's an old discussion. The discussion was talked about from the great Hakamim. One of the major rabbis that talked about it was, of course, the great Gaon, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in Minhag Shlomo, in Chelek Aleph, on page 64. He was very, very adamant in his understanding of how these machines work. A telephone he was talking about, and a microphone. There was no Zoom in those days. And he understood that the microphone has a membrane, and when you talk, it causes the waves that are coming out of the person's mouth, the sound waves that are created, to cause the membrane in the microphone to vibrate. And as a result, it's producing an electronic voice. And therefore, he believed that that's not the voice of the reader. That's a synthetic voice that's coming out of, you know, an electrically influenced a machine. And therefore, he was clear that when it comes to mitzvot, like Megillat Esther, you have to hear the voice of the reader, and through a microphone or a telephone, or for that matter, a Zoom, he believed that one would not be Yotzeh Yedeh Chova. Hakam Avadya Alav Shalom in a few places, in the Hazon Avadya, in the laws of Tiki'at Shofar, talked about this, as well as in the Hazon Avadya in Purim, talked about it as well, on page 56, and in Yehavedaat, Helek Bet, Teshuvah 68, where he primarily took the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and understood that really one should not fulfill his obligation via these mechanisms. Hakam Avadya Alav Shalom, however, regarding a deaf person, wrote that if the deaf person is wearing a hearing aid and he can only hear the Megillah via the hearing aid, so he believed that the deaf person is Hayav in Megillah and can be Yotzeh by hearing the Megillah via a hearing aid. Chaura, that sounds like a contradiction, because you just told me that a microphone is a synthetic sound, it's electronic, Shlomo Zalman. So the Chaura, the same thing should apply to a deaf person. It should be pointed out that the Torah Temu'adim tried to reconcile that contradiction and wanted to say that the case of the deaf man, Nachamav is talking about, where he could hear without the hearing aid, just the hearing aid is enhancing his hearing, so therefore he's not really a deaf man. But Bitan in Yalkut Yosef English, after a thorough reading of that case, says it is clear that Hakam Avadya was not talking about a deaf person that can hear. From the sources, it sounds like he was talking about somebody that cannot hear at all. And that what? Still, that electric sound that's going into his ear is considered hearing, and he's Hayab in Megillah, and he is Yotzeh the Megillah. So Rabbi Bitan points out this seeming contradiction between the two psakim of Hakam Avadya. Put that contradiction on the side. Are there any tzaddikim and hakamim and gedolim that argue on Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach? Absolutely. Rav Moshe Feinstein, alav shalom, in his Igrot Moshe, in Helek Bet or Hayim, in question number 108, in volume 4, question number 91, he came along and he said, in theory and in principle, his understanding is a microphone is okay to hear the Megillah. His belief was, even though it might be generated from an electrical voice, but bottom line, it's coming from the koach of the one that's reciting. That vibration cannot happen on its own. It only happens when the person starts to open his mouth and talk. So he's causing the vibration, it's coming mikoho, and therefore he believed that there is no problem. Furthermore, Hakam Avadya Alav Shalom brings Rav Moshe down in Hazon Avadya Yamim Nuraim on page 22, and he cites that one of the rabbis explained that all sound actually works like that, where that you're talking and the vibrations go and they hit the wall and they hit all the different things that are in the room at the same time, and it finally gets to the person's ear and it causes the eardrum to vibrate and you hear a sound. That's the way sound works. It's never direct. It's always a sound wave hitting something and finally going into the person's ear. So what's the difference if it's in a microphone, or what's the difference if it's direct? They held that. There's no difference. That's how Rav Moshe wanted to say in principle. Rav Shlomo Zalman also brings the Hazon Ish that also believed that since it's coming from the person's voice, he doesn't see why it should be a problem. Rav Svi Pesach Frank in Mikra'e Kodesh in Purim on page 95 also ruled that a person could hear with the assistance of a hearing aid as well as a microphone. He said, even if you want to say that it's a combined sound of his voice and the electric sound, you're allowed to hear a combined voice when it comes to Megillah. It doesn't have to be totally the voice of the reader. Even if there's a combined sound, it's okay. So if we have a lot of hakamim that were lenient on this. Again, Moshe Feinstein didn't have a problem with it. You have the Mikra'e Kodesh, Rosh Pesach Frank, did not have a problem, and the Hazon Ish. And Achav Avadya brings all these opinions down in the footnotes. There are some that want to say that based on this contradiction between the deaf man and the microphone, someone has said that Achav Avadya retracted from his opinion on the microphone and ultimately wanted to be lenient like those and say that it's mutar. Rabbi Bitan entertains that option in Purim, Yakut Yosef English on page 118, where he writes, I heard from a reliable source that Maran Rishon LeZion retracted from his former rulings in response to Yahveh Da'at and decided that in practice one can fulfill the mitzvah by listening over the telephone or other electronic device. Again, it's hard to say that always because usually the rule is you got to follow what he wrote in the books. And since he wrote in the books to be stringent, so therefore we have you know no other choice but to take the books. I should point out that Acham ben Sion Abba Shaul as well in Zilchot Purim and Olet Sion also in Dalit ruled stringently that one should not rely and is not Yotzeh listening to the Megillah over a phone or the Zoom would not be any different. However, Rabotai, what are we going to tell a person who's homebound? Again, like this year, you're going to tell him what? You cannot be Yotzeh Megillah? Well, of course, you tell him, try to come to shul. Rabbi, I cannot come to shul. It's impossible. I'm not allowed to come to shul. Fine. Get somebody to come to your house. That's preferable always. If you get a Baal Kore to come to the house, but who's going to want to go to somebody's house that's in quarantine? Not everybody's going to be comfortable to go read the Megillah and jump around from house to house, the people that are in quarantine because they have the disease. So therefore, in such a case where a person is under this pressure, Rav Moshe Feinstein ruled clearly in Igrot Moshe that a lady who's in the hospital after she gave birth can listen to Havdalah over the telephone. And therefore, she can be Yotzeh. Havdalah is Mideoraita, according to Harambam. There's a big discussion what Megillah is. Is Megillat Esther Derabbanan, Medevrei Kabbalah? But even if you want to make Megillah like a Deoraita, but Moshe was lenient to listen to it over the phone. And therefore, in this case, there's definitely room to be lenient to allow those people that are home to listen to it over the Zoom. And therefore, we should tell all the synagogues that they should set up the Zoom, at least on the Teva, to give their members an opportunity to listen. Now, we know that halakha has a tendency of getting abused. We know that once you tell somebody that you can be Yotzeh this way, so they say, oh, great. You know what? It's easy to just do it at home. There's no parking anyway. Anyway, it's more comfortable. We're breaking the fast. I'll be home earlier. We're not talking about that case. In that case, there's no excuse. Person has to go to the Bet Knesset. We're talking about like a case of a lady in a hospital. You tell her. She has no choice. Or somebody that's forced to be home. God Almighty knows if you're taking the halakha in the circumstance that's legitimate or you're abusing the halakha. That one's going to have to, you know, be honest with himself if he's taking it as a leniency beyond the scope of what the leniency is. However, we're talking about honest Jews over here that are looking to do the mitzvot. So therefore, the halakha would be, this year, it would be permissible for those people to hear it. You have Rav Moshe to rely on. You have the Pesach Frank to rely on. You have the Chazon Ish to rely on. And it should be pointed out that my hunch would be that Acham Avadya Alav HaShalom, who was always known to find leniencies for the people, especially in cases where there were circumstances. Today, the Zoom, by the way, is a very, very clear sound. It's even more or less direct that you're hearing it, like the old phones where there was a tremendous delay. Therefore, the Chaura, there's room to be lenient in such a case, especially that you're hearing the person's voice. You're hearing Mamash, the person's voice, without any, you know, compromise. It seems that the Hakam, it's possible to say, just like he was lenient with a deaf person, so in the case of excruciating circumstances, one can be, regardless of that opinion, there's enough poskim to say we can be lenient. And Rabbi Bitan actually brings that down in Yalkut Yosef English on page 138, where he writes, "Umi sheshochev bebet haholim,
ואין לו אפשרות לשמוע מקרא מגילה במקומו, נראה ברור, seems to him clearly, שעל כל פנים ישמע מקרא מגילה דרך הטלפון. Or today we would add, דרך הזום. שיוצא בזה ידי חובה. He fulfills his obligation. And the only thing that we must point out is the following. That since it is a mahloket, whether you yotze or not, so therefore, one should be careful regarding berachot. What does it mean? Let's say we have a case where you have somebody reading on the Zoom for somebody at home. It's just those two people. Now, if the reader himself did not read the Megillah yet, well, obviously he's going to make berachot. Only problem is, the person listening at home should not answer amen to those berachot, because if you say that those Zoom is not considered shomeya, really listening, so therefore that amen might be lebatala, and he should not answer. That's the only issue we'll tell the people listening on the Zoom. Legabe answering amen to a beracha or making a beracha, they should sidestep that. Berachot is a separate sugya. Berachot, we always have safek berachot, whenever we have a mahloket, and when, if you have a safek on the beracha, you have a safek on the amen also, you shouldn't answer amen when not necessary. But that doesn't mean it's not going to affect, it's not going to impact the Megillah. You can read the Megillah without berachot anyway. What's the difference? So therefore, put the berachot on the side. Halakha l'ma'aseh, we're coming out that in the case of exclusive circumstances, not only this year, any year, God forbid, if somebody is homebound for a legitimate reason, and he cannot get somebody to come to the house to read the Megillah for him live, because then he would be get the best of both worlds. He would get berachot, he could answer amen, he could fulfill it according to every shita, Rav Shlomo Zalman would agree, and so on and so forth. But nonetheless, in a year like this, where there's many people that are being impacted over here, it's not an option to tell them, well, you're not going to be Yotze Megillah this year. Well, they want to hear the Megillah, especially if you have Gidolim that said this option is halakhically viable, so we have to give them that option. And the Ma'aseh, as I said, we should announce in the synagogues that those that are home, it's enough that they have the depression that they can't leave their house. Not to tell them they're not going to be Yotze, and they're not going to have an option to hear Megillah Esther. They hear Megillah Esther every year. So now you're adding more insult to the injuries that they have already, and we have a halakhic way out. So therefore, we should provide for them the halakhic option to provide the Zoom so they can hear the Megillah. And then, Be'ezat Hashem, the Torah itself is a refuah, and all our members in the Klai Yisrael will have refuah shelema, refuah tanefesh, refuah daguf, and they'll be able to come back to the synagogue to fulfill these mitzvot. Berav'ah, madrat, melech, amen. Rabbi Hananya ben